Welcome to the Wholehearted Harmony Educational Library. This article focuses on the body systems and why they must work together, and this applies to all species. A systems first perspective on health and healing. The body is not a collection of independent parts. It is an interconnected network of systems that constantly communicate, adapt, and compensate for one another. When one system is under strain, others respond. When imbalance persists, symptoms appear. This is why addressing health through a single system, digestion, behavior, joints, hormones, rarely creates lasting change. No system functions in isolation. The digestive system. The digestive system's primary role is digestion, nutrient absorption, and foundational support for all other systems. The digestive system determines what nutrients are available to the entire body. If digestion is compromised, even the highest quality diet cannot be fully utilized. The digestive system is closely connected to the nervous system, gut-brain access, immune system, liver and detoxification, endocrine signaling. A gut issue is often a reflection of stress, mineral imbalance, or detox overload, not digestion alone. The nervous system. The primary role of the nervous system is regulation, communication, and stress response. The nervous system sets the tone for the entire body. It determines whether the body is in a state of rest, digestion, repair, or survival. The nervous system is closely connected to digestion and motility, hormone release, muscle tension, and immune response. Chronic nervous system stress can manifest as digestive issues, inflammation, behavioral changes, and metabolic imbalance. Endocrine or the hormonal system. The primary role of the endocrine system is hormone production, signaling, and long-term regulation. Hormones act as messengers that influence growth, metabolism, reproduction, and stress response. The endocrine system is closely connected to the nervous system, liver function, mineral balance, and metabolic health. Hormonal imbalance is often a downstream effect of chronic stress, poor nutrient absorption, or detoxification strain. The immune system. The primary role of the immune system is defense, surveillance, and repair. The immune system responds to threats. It does not operate independently. Inflammation is often a sign of underlying imbalance rather than a primary issue. The immune system is closely connected to gut integrity, detox pathways, nervous system signaling, and nutrient status. Suppressing immune responses without addressing the root cause may reduce symptoms, but it does not restore balance. Liver and detoxification systems. The primary role of the liver and detoxification systems are filtering, processing, and elimination of metabolic waste. Detoxification is a constant, quiet process, not a cleanse. The liver works alongside the lymphatic system, kidneys, and the gut to maintain internal balance. Liver and detoxification systems are closely connected to hormone regulation, digestion and bile flow, immune response, and skin health. When detox pathways are overwhelmed, symptoms often appear elsewhere in the body. The lymphatic system. The primary role of the lymphatic system is transport, immune support, and waste removal. The lymphatic system has no pump. It relies on movement, hydration, and overall system balance. The lymphatic system is closely connected to immune function, detoxification, inflammation regulation, musculoskeleton movement. Poor lymphatic flow can contribute to swelling, immune stress, and chronic inflammation. The musculoskeletal system. The primary role of the musculoskeletal system is structure, movement, and protection. Muscles, joints, and connective tissue depend on mineral balance, nervous system input, and inflammation regulation. The musculoskeletal system is closely connected to the nervous system, mineral status, endocrine signaling, and lymphatic flow. Pain or stiffness often reflects a systemic imbalance rather than mechanical failure alone. The integumentary system, the skin. The primary role of the skin is protection, sensory communication, and secondary detox support. The skin frequently reflects internal imbalance. It is both a barrier and a communication organ. The skin is closely connected to the liver and detox systems, immune function, hydration and nutrition, and inflammation. Skin issues are often a sign that internal systems need support. The cardiovascular system. The primary role of the cardiovascular system is circulation of nutrients, oxygen, hormones, and waste. Efficient circulation supports healing, recovery, and system communication. The cardiovascular system is closely connected to detoxification, nervous system tone, metabolic health, and musculoskeletal function. Poor circulation can slow healing and amplify imbalances across systems. Why this matters? When health is approached one system at a time, symptoms are managed, compensation continues, imbalance persists. When systems are supported together, regulation returns, symptoms resolve more naturally, and the body no longer needs to compensate. This is the foundation of species-appropriate nutrition, proper herbal support, and root cause healing. A systems first perspective. The question is never which system is broken. The question is, which systems are being asked to compensate and why? When we stop isolating systems and start supporting the body as an integrated whole, healing becomes quieter, steadier, and more sustainable. Because balance is not forced, it is restored.